God's word for our consideration this evening, God's word to nourish us and strengthen us, is from the gospel lesson, the gospel according to St. John at the 14th chapter. Now you probably recall this passage of scripture in many funerals that are conducted. This is it's a go-to scripture lesson to comfort and to lead us in Jesus. So Jesus is in the upper room with his disciples, teaching them, comforting them, giving them peace and joy, all wrapped in him. Let not your hearts be troubled. Believe in God, believe also in me. In my Father's house are many rooms. If it were not so, I would have told you that I go to prepare a place for you. And if I go to prepare a place for you, I will come back and will take you to myself, that where I am, you may be also. And you know the way, so that where I am going. Thomas said to him, Lord, we do not know where you are going. How can we know the way? Jesus said to him, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father but through me. So far, God's word for our consideration this evening. We're almost there. One more week, and then we're done. We're done with the lights. We're done with the tree. We're done with the poinsettias. We're done with the Advent wreath. We're done with the candles. We're done with it all. We get to pack it away for another year. We're almost there. But before we get there, I want to share something with you. I want to share something with you that you probably really haven't thought about. I want you to think about things that have happened. You know, centuries have passed. Years have passed. Months have passed. Now, the same old story is told every year. Midweek services, Christmas Eve, Christmas Day. It's all been there for years and centuries. So what can be told now about the birth of Jesus? What can be told now about the story that we so know so well? Well, wouldn't you be surprised if there was a surprise on Christmas Eve? And you say, what kind of surprise? Well, you know, what would you think if all of a sudden Jesus is born and then just a few minutes later here comes another baby out of the womb of Mary? Wouldn't that be surprising? Wouldn't you be surprised? Well, I want you to think about a twin. And the twin I want you to think about tonight is Thomas. Because in the Greek, Thomas is Didymus. So sometimes when you read the translations, and it will read, especially in John chapter 19, when 1920, when Jesus comes and stands in the midst of his disciples in the upper room, and he calls forth Thomas, and in parentheses it will say Didymus, and that's the Greek for Thomas. So I want you to think about Thomas tonight. Thomas is an apostle. Thomas was one of those special disciples of the Lord. Special, you say? Well, think about it. He called 12 to be his disciples. Yes, we know about Judas. Judas betrayed Jesus. And we know some of the other names of the disciples. But we get stuck on Thomas. Why? Why do we get stuck on Thomas? Because he is known as the doubting Thomas. We kind of use that phrase because he wasn't in the upper room when the disciples were gathered. He wasn't in that special place when Jesus rose and came amongst his disciples, and he had this doubt. When the other disciples told them, "We have seen the Lord, he is risen," what did Thomas say? Thomas said, "Unless I see the nail marks in his hands and put my hand into his side, I will not believe." So the next week, Jesus is in the upper room with his disciples. The windows are closed, the doors are shut for fear of the Jews. And Jesus stood among them, and he looked at Thomas, and he said, "Thomas, come here. Put your finger into my hands and see my side, and put your hand in my side. Stop doubting and believe." So that we get stuck on that. We get stuck on Thomas being the doubting person as he is. So we say doubting Thomas when anybody doubts anything. But I want you to concentrate on Thomas for a few minutes. This was a disciple of the Lord. This was a disciple that went up and down the Jordan River with Jesus. This disciple learned from Jesus. This disciple listened to Jesus. This disciple walked with Jesus. This disciple ate with Jesus. This disciple prayed with Jesus. And when Jesus was in the upper room, and, well, this was before the upper room. This is when Lazarus had died. This was recorded in John chapter 11, before the upper room and before Jesus told his disciples that he would be killed. And Jesus said, "Our friend Lazarus has died. I want to go to Bethany. And Thomas was one of the disciples that said to the rest of them, "Let's follow Jesus. Let's be there with him." Because you see, Bethany was known as a notorious city. Bethany was known as Jesus, "You shouldn't go there. People are going to take you and kill you." Jesus went to Bethany. Thomas went with him. And so Thomas actually has been with the Lord. So when Good Friday comes, Thomas is in grieving, a painful, mournful grieving about his friend. And he doesn't want to be with the other disciples. So he goes away. I want you to think about that for a few minutes. And I want you to think about ourselves. I want you to think when death strikes. I want you to think sometimes we don't want to be around others. Sometimes we doubt. Sometimes we doubt God's existence. Sometimes we doubt God's comfort. Sometimes we doubt that God is even in our lives when death strikes. We almost want to say with Mary and Martha, "You know, Jesus, if you had been here, my brother would not have died." We kind of say those same words. We become a doubting Thomas. So we can see a lot of things in Thomas's life. But there's something else I want to tell you about Thomas tonight. St. Thomas, an apostle of the Lord Jesus Christ, learned from Jesus. And that day that he was in the upper room and Jesus said, "Thomas, come here and put your finger into my hands and put your hand into my side. Stop doubting and believe." Thomas said, "My Lord and my God." At that moment, Thomas became such a believing, strengthened disciple of the Lord. So after Jesus ascends to the Father, and he told his disciples before this to go and spread the word all over the world, Thomas took Jesus' word and he went. Thomas became a very stout and faithful missionary. He left the throng of disciples, his comforting disciples. And tradition has it that he went to India, and he became known as one of the staunchest faithful disciples in preaching about Jesus, that his life was always in danger. And he gave up his life. He was speared. When I read that, I'm going, okay, speared. Man, that must have been just a terrible kind of death. But he died preaching the Lord Jesus Christ. A doubting Thomas became one of Jesus' staunch disciples and staunch missionaries. Now, God's got a plan for all of us. I hope and pray not to be speared, but he wants us to be his disciples that reach out to others, to take his word and spread that word, spread the gospel, spread the good news of Jesus Christ. And in a week, we celebrate Jesus' birth. And the babe of Bethlehem is reaching his hand out from that cradle to grab hold of us and hold us dear and give us the power and the strength to go out and be missionaries for Jesus. Because you see, you're Jesus' twin. You're Christ's twin. No, you haven't been born with Christ, but in essence you have. Because when you come to the baptismal font, the first words that really are spoken when the child is there, the pastor puts the sign of the cross. Receive the sign of the cross both upon your forehead and upon your heart to mark you as one redeemed by Christ the crucified. You have been Christ. You have now been Christ's twin. And being Christ's twin, you live a different life. You live a life different than the world. You're not normal. You're different because you have Christ in you. You have Christ living in and through you. So you become Christ's twin, sharing the gospel of Jesus Christ, that he brings forgiveness and he brings eternal life to all whom he teaches. The words in the upper room when Jesus talked about the house and the mansions and everything, and Thomas said, Lord, we do not know how are you going? So how do we know the way? And Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. He told Thomas that he was going to be a missionary. And he tells us that we're going to be his missionaries as well. In Christ's holy name, amen. Now may the peace of God, which surpasses all human understanding, keep and guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus. Amen.